Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. Today we are going to talk about dark and light and how to connect more to light instead of the dark. Light represents a feeling of being happy and floating, not having issues, being free. Less weight on the shoulders, being happy in life and wanting to be happy in life, feeling as if everything is in divine and perfect order. Hardly any worries, almost none, maybe nothing, no worries at all. And just feeling as if life is good and life is great. In the space of light, that's when people feel joyful, because it's very, very hard to be joyful with a lot of issues in the mind. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do this. I have to do that. Work is important, of course. Work is very, very, very important, completely. And working and having responsibility by way of work is fine. It's great. In fact, it's a very happy thing. You feel so happy when you think of something that you can do. Working makes a person very, very happy because it's productive. In the space of productivity, one knows that one is going to do really, really well. One has a career and it makes one feel light. The heaviness that comes from work depends on the type of work that you're doing. If you think of work as a burden, work is not a burden. Work is light. So it's connected to light. It's included in light, even though the work itself might seem heavy from time to time. But that's not what is supposed to be causing darkness. Darkness is caused by repetitive thought of dark subject matters. So the subject matter behind thoughts matters. What is the subject? What is it that you're thinking about? Does it give you pleasure? Does it give you pain? Does it give you some kind of feeling validated? What is it that it gives you? The source of the subject matter, is it dark? And you think about it, and that creates negative energy. That creates heaviness. Because this energy, it rests on people's shoulders. It's the energy that's gathered around the head, gathered around the neck, it's gathered on the body, in the aura becomes heavy, and this darkness actually draws more darkness because it's the law of attraction working at that point. You have the law of gravity. The heavier the item is, the more the gravitational pull, a piece of paper takes a longer time floating down to the floor. Tissue paper is so light. Things which are very light, they take a longer time to touch the floor. So that's the law of gravity. But the law of attraction does the same thing if the aura is very heavy and thick. With darkness and dark thoughts is going to attract more dark to it. That's just how it is. People go in for aura cleaning. You can keep cleaning and cleaning and cleaning and cleaning and cleaning the aura. But if the thoughts are not good and the law of attraction is not working in favor, that's going to be a problem. How light are your thoughts and how dark are your thoughts? What are the subject matters that you think about? Are you able to think about happy subjects? When you think of somebody, do you feel happy? Do you feel like skipping? Do you feel like jumping? Do you feel you want to go forward in life? You feel like there's a reason to go forward in life. Subject matters that bring light, energy, and happiness in the body. Excitement. Wonder, joy, fulfillment, positive energy, positive expectations, passion and love. Darkness means a gathering of dark energy in the aura, in the mind. And that brings people down, takes away passion for life. This is where keeping in mind the law of attraction teachings actually helps on a day-to-day basis. It's not just something like, oh, let's see what the law of attraction does. What if I'm okay? What if the law of attraction doesn't do anything bad to me? Let's face it when it happens, blah, blah, blah. The law of attraction is very practical. It's very practical. It works on the type of energy that is gathered around you and in your mind. Because of thoughts, a lot of thoughts. Light represents the presence of wonder and happiness. When you're excited about something, feeling excited is very important. What is it that brings light and harmony? It's a feeling of anticipation. Truthfully, when you anticipate something, when you're looking forward to something, when you're looking forward to a change in life, when you're looking forward to a promotion, when you're looking forward to success, when you're looking forward to climbing the ladder, which is completely opposed to stagnation, correct? Being in one place. This does not mean one is not supposed to be patient. Patience is very important. I think in a previous show, I spoke about patience and how it's not just a virtue. Oh, she's patient, she's virtuous, she's so nice, she's so good. In Joyful Manifestation, in the show, if you're not trying to discuss things from, oh, she's a good person, she's a bad person. We're not into morality here. We're talking about patience from the point of view of manifestation. If you're patient, it will get manifested. It has to. It has to. Being patient is different from stagnation, though, because when you're patient because you feel something's going to happen. Stagnation is a feeling of nothing happening, and that's when dark energy gathers. Darkness doesn't gather in patience. Let's say I think that $1,000 is coming to me, and it's in the mail. I can be patient because I know it's going to reach me in 10 days, 20 days. Okay, we're talking slow, slow, slow here. We're not talking of the modern days. I mean, $1,000 should have reached me long ago. But let's say somebody's going to give me $1,000 and it's going to happen in a month or 15 days. Patience is when we look forward to the $1,000 coming in and we're waiting patiently. There's hardly, if any, disturbance in the mind and in the energy. Just feeling of happiness that something good is going to come in. That's patience. Stagnation. That's when somebody thinks, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. This is so bad. I have no idea where I'm going. What? $1,000? Somebody's going to give me $1,000? No way. It's never coming in. Cancel, 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 cancel for me and for you. Fictitious Jane thinks she's stuck. And she thinks nothing's coming in. All kinds of thoughts are in her head of giving up and dude, what are we going to do? This is so bad, blah, blah, blah. $1,000, no way. Fictitious Jane thinks that not even $10 is coming her way. Forget $1,000. That's stagnation. And in the place of stagnation, when you first start to think about it, when you feel stagnated, when you first start to feel helpless and stagnated, it's still okay because you can change your mind. There's not that much negative energy gathered. But if you go on for a few hours and a few days, the amount of negative energy that gathers is tremendous. $1,000. See, if you already had proof that it's coming in, it's fine. It's still going to come in. But if with all these doubts, things can get blocked. Things can get delayed. at the very least. And then when it does come in, to everything, the $1,000 comes and the person's like, who wants it? Well, nobody really is going to do that, but it's already developed this negative feeling, right? I mean, who wants it? Go away. Here's the thing. Look forward to the $1,000. Look forward to the $100,000. Look forward to the $500,000. It's going to come. It's coming. It's on its way. This should actually be a part of money manifestation. So what we can do now is take a quick break and we can go into money manifestation after some music. We'll be back. Hold on tight.
Gold chain, gold dollar champagne. Yeah, my money insane. Yeah, I'm making it rain. But I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here. This merch is my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that. Then it's not my swag, but I don't want it bad. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see, I'm in my closet for a song to rap. Was either in the white, now I'm going bad, man. Got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But well, I'm still growing up, my family even they rolling up. So I'm bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is well, girl, you know I'm a star. Used to barrels, but now we buy the bar. Last year they had to ask them, they know who we are. Walk in the building our own. You can tell by who I'm on the phone with. Yeah, talk about grown. Too busy jacking my swag. Need to fuck around, get your own cars, get your own clothes, get your own smoke, get your own. You ain't ripping my game, get your own click. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is go hard, go hard. Make sure you do whatever it is that you gotta do. That's your job. Don't hate, but that's no problem. So hey, fuck them, don't need nothing from them. So sucking, but the they claiming don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my joint, that's what I'm puffing. OG, I'm been one since I was young enough to know that everybody was gonna know me. Most don't see. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is work, 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 work,
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. How are you feeling about your career? Do you feel that there's adequate money coming in all the time? Every time. Think of money and it's there. We were talking about stagnation and the feeling of stagnation in the earlier section. We can continue with that line of thought. Feeling stagnated is almost equal to giving up. It makes you feel as if this is what it is and this is what it's always going to be. You know how people say you need to qualify yourself, you need to educate yourself so that you can look forward to whatever it is that your education brings to you. And that's why people educate people. And that's why people put themselves through school or whatever it is that they want to do. So what they do is, okay, what is it that I want to do? And then they get themselves the training and education. Even a physical trainer, somebody who helps people get beautiful and healthy bodies, has put himself or herself through some kind of regimen and training and certification. And every day is spent conscious of the fact that the body is a temple and needs to be taken care of. So physical trainers, gym trainers, body developers, image developers, they put themselves through that strict regimen and they develop themselves so that they can help somebody else and make money. Hence, educating yourself, putting yourself through the steps needed for whatever it is that you want to become in life. It's very, very important. Here's something that I say. It's an opinion that I have. If someone says, let me just be a receptionist for the rest of my life and not train in anything that can bring me more money, there is a big chance, unless, you know, a miracle happens, there is a big chance that this person is going to be doing that for some time until she proves herself and becomes an office manager. Even then, after that, there is a certain limitation on what can be done, what one can do. In order to get into the big bucks, I mean big bucks, one has to put herself or himself through whatever it takes to get oneself there. Somebody stands behind the receptionist's desk, taking telephone calls, brings people in and out. Yes, there is money in that, and it's a very nice job. You know, helping people, customer service is always great. But if there is even the smallest desire to see bigger amounts of money come in, it is very important to get the training required to usher in that money. Investing in oneself is very important. Very, very important for money manifestation to happen. Stagnation. How is all of this connected? The stagnation, let's say somebody is earning $3,000 a month, or $4,000, or $5,000, and then put some money away, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit for retirement. But the cost of living is increasing, correct? So there's more money needed now. Hence, one cannot calculate everything based on the past. One needs to look at the future, make some calculations. What is it that I'm going to be needing in the future? What is it that I need to do now to make more money in the future? The feeling of stagnation is when one person sits behind this reception desk and she's watching life go by. She's doing a wonderful job, but she's still watching life go by. She could be happy in the current moment. We don't know when the feeling of stagnation is going to hit. When it hits, it can hit really bad. All this person needs to hear is one story of somebody succeeding or somebody else succeeding, or this happened or that happened. And that's it. The feeling of stagnation can set in. Feeling of helplessness, the stagnation is then going to block opportunities coming in. This is dark energy. This feeling of being stuck. Very dark energy. The feeling of energy constantly moving in the body. Excitement, wonder. Okay, so somebody may say, I may be a receptionist for a few days, for a few weeks, for a few months, for a year or two, but I'm stepping up my game. I'm qualifying myself, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, or I'm going to get this rich man, something, correct? Whatever it is, no judgments. It's okay to marry a rich man and be happy. What's wrong with it? Nothing wrong with it. Whatever it is that you want to do, but then if you want to do that, if you want to get a rich man and have a happy life, so what? But prepare yourself for that at least. Go and do whatever needs to be done, polish your skills, manners, personality, development, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Get rid of the feeling of being stuck because the world is moving. And people are succeeding all over the world. There are success stories going on. And being stuck is bad energy. And then when you finally realize, or when fictitious Jane finally realizes, oh my God, what have I been doing? Waiting, waiting, waiting for what? I should have grabbed all opportunities when I had them. I just let them pass me by. That's when real helplessness sets in, feeling of frustration, feeling of insecurity, maybe. The darkness is already set into the mind, reversing everything. You can still do it. Use joyful manifestation. Start to generate happy energies, looking forward to whatever it is that you want to do in your life. You're not stuck. Fictitious Jane is not stuck. It's the feeling of being stuck. But you have the power. Fictitious Jane has the power to make the changes that is required to get vast amounts of money in. If ever there's a doubt, what should I do with the money? It's too much work. What use is money? Think of the future. All these financial advisors, why are they there? And they're talking about money and savings and retirement and everything. They want to help you plan for your future, because when the future happens, it will happen. You know, it's going to happen. When the future happens, it's going to bring with it everything that's tied up and connected. Fictitious Jane cannot work on her $5,000 salary in the future. It's going to be a problem, especially when the money stops coming in and if there's no social security. Having light energy in the aura is so important. We're getting into the area of sparkles now. What is sparkles? Sparkles are the presence of light. Sparkly, sparkly, sparkly. Gems, diamonds, sparkly stones, glitter, all of these things. It sparkles. Money, gold, sparkles, right? All the precious stones. It's supposed to represent sparkles. And that's why in Disneyland or in any fairy tale, you've got these angels and the fairies, and they come with all those glitter and sparkles. They don't come with darkness. Oh, I'm coming to save this person. Let me go in darkness. They don't come with a flood of darkness. They come with sparkles and light. And the presence of sparkles and light, and enjoying sparkles and light, enjoying everything that glitters. It's fun. It's enthusiastic energy. If you have a tendency to be attracted to things that glitter, that's good, because it means that you're going towards light. You choose light over darkness. No, the desire to wear jewelry, the desire to wear nice clothes. Absence of darkness. Presence of light. You know the saying, all that glitters is not gold. That's true, because it could be glittering, but it's not really gold. It's just supposed to say that you may think something is looking really, really nice, but it may have no real quality to it, no depth. Don't be fooled by all that glitters. However, don't apply that here. The way you can use glitter is to see what direction your thoughts go in. Do you like the presence of light? So let's say there is somebody and this person likes gemstones and this person likes crystals. I don't mean the crystals that they sell in the healing shops, metaphysical shops. I'm not talking of those crystals. Crystal bed, crystal lamp, crystal adornments. I'm talking of decorations, basically. If this person likes gold, diamonds, jewelry, and all of this stuff, a person is looking towards money. All of this costs money. It's when you take out your home from looking dark, like it's a haunted mansion, to looking bright, with everything decorated really, really well. Do you know the vibration of this place is going to be very high? Very high. As opposed to a vibration of a place that's dark. So natural tendency to select sparkly things. A natural tendency to go towards shiny objects shows a basic taste for light. It shows a mind that is captivated with beauty, that prefers beauty, that desires beauty. This helps in money manifestation because it shows taste. I'm not trying to say that there is this man and he has to wear glitter on him that makes him female. However, the presence of glitter or acknowledging the presence of glitter and enjoying the thought of well-polished, shiny items and objects, lamps, beautiful decor, beautiful embroidery work, designs, fabric, rich fabric. All of these bring in joy because God created colors and God created all of this so that people could be happy and encourage that artistic side of them that chooses beauty and chooses glittery stuff. If you like glitter, it's not bad. You know, how much you wear and whether it's trashy looking, whether it's too much, that's your choice. That's a balance. You know, that comes with some good taste. However, if you really choose it and you start to see the beauty in things that are shiny and glittery and gorgeous, you will find that your aura becomes light. And if your aura gets light, it attracts more happiness, wonder, and beauty, and joy. Because now you're going towards that light. Not about being good or bad. I'm talking money manifestation. Automatically, there's going to be an attraction of money towards you. Because you're going to be doing things aligned with money vibrations. Wearing necklaces, wearing gold, looking at the amount of gold in something. Money manifestation is very important because right now is where you form all your thoughts as to where you want to go in life. As you create your thoughts, you will choose the career and work that is necessary. Just think of your life right now. Think of your life a few years ahead. What is it that you would like? Would you like to make money? Follow the sparkles. Follow them. And there is money over there. It just means that you want your aura, you want your life filled with light and brightness. And sparkles have a very high vibration. They attract very good events and they attract joyful manifestation. They attract money back because that's where money is, at a very, very high vibration. Bring sparkles into your life and you will see yourself succeeding. How do you attract sparkles? When you're walking down the road or home, when you're out shopping, how do your eyes move? Where do you look? What is it that you look for? How your eyes focus matters. If your eyes keep focusing on everything that's dark, and without the glitter, or without a little bit of shine, or without elegance, without the colors, you know that what you're gravitating to, of course, everything is a case-to-case situation, but it's a general guideline. What is it that you look for? What do your eyes look for? Are you looking for shiny objects? Are you looking for the jewelry stores? Are you looking for the designer handbag section? Are you looking for the stores that carry some really, really nice colors and clothing? The fabrics. Your tastes matter a lot. As you're walking through this department store, whatever it is that you're observing and looking at is what is being drawn to you and what will be drawn more and more to you, because your choices matter. Everything that you do every day is creating your life for your future. Because every day that you spend time doing something, it's getting recorded in your aura. It's getting recorded in your mind. It's getting recorded on many, many levels. And it's forming your energy body. It is really forming your energy body. And if you see what is happening in your life, if you really take a look at it, you may find that it has a connection to your activities every day. What do you spend a lot of time doing? That's your karma and your life forming right there. Even though you may have these patterns and habits that have developed, which get into the aura, and these patterns and habits are going to dictate your future. If you don't like what's being created because of your daily activities, you can change your activities right now. Select something different. Select something different. It's easy to do that. It's very easy to do that. All you need to do is to sit down and think about your future and what it is that you're creating. You may be very happy and kind of blissed out or just like in a meditative state doing whatever it is that you're doing day to day. But think about your future. It's a false state of telling oneself that, oh, it's okay, I'm happy right now. But it's about your past. Have you been doing this in the last few years? Is this your pattern? The soul has energy. And in every life, all these habits are carried by the soul from one life to another. They say you can't take money with you. You can take physical money with you, but you can take your money energy with you. And then it gets recreated again. The old adages, sayings, oh, you can't take money with you. You can in energy form. It's ingrained into the soul. And the soul will choose accordingly in new lives. Or it'll attract money to it quicker. It won't be born in a poor situation. The chances are very less. Or if it is somehow born because of some lesson it needs to learn about some other subject matter, it will quickly rise out. Because there's money energy in the soul's energy. The knowledge of making money is also ingrained into the soul. So the soul will know it. Oh, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Using these metaphysical information, it's not just for healing. It's for manifesting what you want to manifest. Don't go by these old sayings that have no value. Money is carried from life to life. It's carried in the form of energy. And the knowledge of making money is also carried. That's why some people are born with certain advantages and they're born with certain benefits and qualities. And they become geniuses very, very quickly because they've spent time in past lives learning all of these things. Money manifestation is very important. So everything that you choose right now in the form of sparkles, in the form of money, in the form of gold, in the form of shiny objects, is going to create a pattern that's going to go into your future and create your experiences going forward. If you want that mansion in any time in the future, or the big house, it doesn't matter what, correct? And in the place and area that you want it in, becoming a wonderful money manifester is important right now. Nothing that you learn about manifesting money is wasted. Nothing is wasted. It's all going to go into your aura, into your energy system, and it's going to create this wonderful presence of money energy, which is going to attract more and more as you go forward in life. We're going into soulmate manifestation now. Love and sex. We'll be back after a short break. Listen to some music, and you're coming back soon.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how sprung I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you woke up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I melt in your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Slow, climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light source, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne can. Paint. Bottle after bottle of song, and we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. We were talking about stagnation in earlier sections. and how one feels when hope reduces and the thought of always being stuck in a situation continues. We're here to tell you, you do not have to be stuck. There is no such thing as stagnation. If you use the joyful manifestation process, you do not have to be stuck. Joyful manifestation accepts the presence of glitter and gold. It loves glitter and gold. Truthfully, the presence of sparkles, the presence of light, the presence of love, and the presence of joy. Joyful manifestation will help you get your soulmate into your life. Joyful manifestation recognizes love and the desire for love and the desire for everybody to be feeling connected. I have this client. She is feeling stagnated with her man. What he was offering her was sex. After a few months, he said, okay, let's go out on a date. They kind of made arrangements for a date. And suddenly he calls her and says, I'm seeing another woman. She was stunned. That's when she came to me, when this happened. She was shocked with what he did. She was waiting because they had a sexual relationship and she was hoping it would become more. And when he finally said, okay, let's start dating, he then springs upon her the fact that, okay, I'm seeing somebody. So she went bouncing from him to an old flame, an ex, who did not treat her very well in the past. She goes to the ex and they have a wonderful time together. They spend a lot of time talking, being friendly, laughing. But then when it came to sex, he said, I can't have sex with you because I'm still recovering from something else. So here she was caught between two men. One person wants to have sex because the first guy said, we can have sex, even though I'm seeing other people. But she wanted more. And the second guy says, I really like you. I think you're a great person, but we can't have sex because I have issues from the past. When you feel that your soulmate, your true soulmate, because the first guy was her true soulmate, the second guy was from the past and he was there to give her more trouble. The later guy is the one that she really, really, really loved. All she has to do is to work it out with him because at least he has an attraction to her. And we could see that he really loved her. It's just that her love karma was messed up. Her ex created issues for her, which she then took into her future. And the new guy, which is the first guy in this example, could not continue the love story with her because of her love karma, basically having patterns of being abandoned and rejected. We worked together. She found that she wasn't interested in her ex, the past person, but that she really loved the new guy who said, I just want to have sex with you. The truth was that all she had to do was work on her love karma. The new man who said, I just want to have sex with you, built up on it. And they are in a relationship together right now. It's negativity from the past that comes into the future or comes into the present and hurts the present, which is why one needs to go back to the love karma and change that. Because bouncing from this new guy back to the past person who created a lot of problems for her and rejected her, it did not work for her. The person from the past was not interested in her sexually. He wasn't. He just wanted her as a friend just to talk to. Whereas a person from the future was interested in her sexually, and all she has to do is to clean up her love karma and work things out in a certain way, follow the soulmate manifestation process, and he's there with her in her present and in her future. For that, one needs to not feel lack of hope. Oh, this man just wants me sexually. But he wants you. He wants you. He thinks you're attractive. He loves your lips. He loves your eyes. He loves your hair. He loves everything about you. He finds you really attractive. And having someone desire you is not bad. It's a good thing. It's a really, really good thing. The dating can come. It'll come. You just have to solve your love karmic patterns right now and see what's in the past and what was creating the patterns and why you're repeating it in your future. Feeling stagnated doesn't help. Use the joyful manifestation process. Use the soulmate manifestation process and go into your future, because there is a lot of hope in your future. This new man brought her everything. She felt attracted. She felt desired. Feeling desired is so amazing. To know somebody wants you. To know that somebody really, really, really wants to kiss your skin and touch it. Feel your hair. Kiss your eyelids. Kiss the side of your mouth. And then kiss you in your mouth, of course, and your neck and your back and shoulders. There is so much to being happy with your soulmate and not to feel bad if somebody desires you sexually. Because that's the first thing people say. He desires me sexually. He just wants me for my body. Oh, he wants your body. That's good news. That's really, really good news. Celebrate. Bring out the champagne. Well, don't want to be an alcoholic, but celebrate. Do something. Rejoice. Somebody wants you. Somebody wants to touch you. And don't feel bad about it, because you could always build up on that. And how you do it, of course, matters. You have to follow the soulmate manifestation process and you have to do it properly. But feeling stagnated will not help. It does not help. You know, soulmates are here to experience love and desire. They're here to experience a lot of things together. They're here to experience abundance. I have clients where the man and the woman, they want to be this power couple. You know the power couple? P-O-W-E-R, couple. And they want to experience money together. They want to manifest wealth. They have so many things that they want to do in their lives, you know, going forward. And it's fine to do that. There's so much that you can enjoy. There's money, there's sex, there's love, there is family, there is abundance, there's glitter, there's gold, there's sparkles, there's magic. So much to do. And feeling stagnated doesn't help. In my example, my client, she decided it is better to be wanted and have someone want her sexually than not be wanted sexually, because she becomes a friend. Friend zoned, put into the zone of friendship. And yes, friendship can create a lot. You can build a foundation, right? There's a foundation of friendship and you can build a lot on it. But you want to have that special element of desire also. And shared dreams and aspirations. Wanting to build something together, wanting to experience something together, wanting to experience magic and wonder. This is Sugandhi Ayurveda at the end of a show. We will be meeting in 2 weeks, Thursday, 6 p.m. PST. Do sign on and we will continue with joyful manifestation, money manifestation, and soulmate manifestation. In the meantime, don't feel stagnated and follow the light. Take care and have a great day.
Digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world and will take you where you want to go.